Your next speaker is Lyndall R. Doty.
It should be proved in the Bible that they are members of the wrong church or have followed the wrong plan of salvation or have worshipped in the wrong way. They feel that this is a matter of little significance since they really have the right to be wrong about it. Now, this attitude has caused many to be satisfied with error and thus stop looking for the truth. It has caused others to hate the truth and stop their ears against it. Truly, it seems to me that the idea that men have the right to be wrong in religion has proved itself to be a very, very helpful tool of the devil. For a number of standpoints, though, in this nation, men do have the right to be wrong in the area of religion, don't they? For instance, our Constitution grants religious freedom. And I'm thankful to God that we have religious freedom in this country. Without it, we wouldn't be here today. But that doesn't mean that God accepts every religion that people are free to worship with, or to use, or to serve. God does not force people today to follow His will. He does not come down by some lightning bolt or some kind of powerful, direct way and force people to serve Him, does He? And even those who are New Testament Christians today, true followers of Jesus, will not force their beliefs and true Christianity on anyone. Although we have the civil freedom in religious matters, the real issue is, do men have the right to be wrong in religious matters and still be saved? That's the issue. You know, men's physical experience illustrate what I'm saying this morning. I think illustrate this point. Man is free to drink poison and to believe in the doing of it that to do so will not hurt him. He's free to do that. From a civil standpoint, even, he has the freedom to be wrong about the consequences of drinking poison. But he does not have the right to be wrong about drinking poison and still continue living. So it is in religious matters. One will not be put in jail by the government, nor will he suddenly be killed by God, nor will he be set upon by the followers of Christ because he does not follow the Bible. But the Bible teaches that in order for one to be saved, his salvation is dependent upon his following the truth that is revealed in the New Testament. Jesus did say in John 8 and verse 32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you abide in my word, then you are truly my disciples." The real issue then is found in these questions. First of all, is there nothing about which a man must be right in order to be pleasing to God? Secondly, even if a man might be wrong about some things and still go to heaven, is it the case that we have the right to be wrong about every point of Bible teaching and still expect to go to heaven? The answer to both of these questions is found by looking at the Bible, looking at the New Testament. Today we want to consider some matters mentioned in the Scriptures and ask ourselves the question, do men have the right to be wrong about this and still be saved? And so we ask the question, first of all, do men have the right to be wrong about faith in God and still go to heaven? Do they have the right to be wrong about that? In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, the Scripture still says that without faith it is impossible to please God. For they that come to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. This passage makes clear that unless a person believes that God exists and that God does bless those who serve Him, he cannot be right with God. There is no way for a person who is an atheist, that is, one who does not believe in God, to be saved unless he believes in God. He changes. You cannot be saved, you cannot be right with God, you cannot expect to be wrong about that and still be right with God. There is no such thing as a Christian atheist. You cannot be right with God and be wrong about faith in God. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 20, Paul argued, there is no excuse for anyone not to believe in God, for he can perceive the very deity of God by those things which are round about him. There is no excuse. And since there is no excuse, and God has made available then the sources and the evidence for faith in God, the firmament showeth His handiwork, the heavens declare the glory of God, and we can perceive His deity through the things which exist, then men do not have the right to be wrong about that and still expect to be right with God. The psalmist has said in Psalm 14 and verse 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. It is clear from these passages of Scripture that a man does not have the right to be wrong about faith in God, does he? Now, secondly, do men have the right to be wrong about faith in Jesus Christ and still expect to be right with God? Do they have the privilege of being wrong about that and still being right with Him, of going to heaven, of being saved? The Bible very plainly teaches otherwise. In John chapter 8 and verse 24, Jesus said, except ye believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sins. Isn't that clear? There's no question about it. In John 3 and verse 17 and 18, Jesus said that if a man does not believe on me, he's condemned already. He's guilty. He's condemned. He's lost. In John 20 verse 30 and 31, we find the evidence given for belief and faith in Christ. We know in Romans 10, 17 that the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Well, in John 20, verse 30 and 31, John said, many other signs did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name. Evidence has been given. The evidence is sufficient to warrant the conclusion that Jesus is in fact the Son of God and the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. We do not have the right. No man has the right to be wrong about faith in Christ and still expect to be right with God. No man has the right to say, I don't believe in Christ, but I'm going to be saved anyway. Well, you say, well, I don't know anybody to say that. Well, there are some who hold that all men will be saved. Universalism. Without faith in Christ, you can believe in Mohammed or Islam, or you can believe in Buddha or some Hindu god or the god of the rocks or the seas, and you'll still be saved. Do men have the right to be wrong about that? No, they don't. Because the Lord Jesus Christ said, who was inspired, the Son of God said, except you believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sins. It's that clear. Men do not have the right to be wrong about that. Now, do men have the right to be wrong about believing the gospel and obeying it? In Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. Disbelieveth what? The gospel which was to be preached. Do men have the right to be wrong about that? Do they have the right to be wrong about believing the gospel? That is, the claims of the gospel, the statement of the gospel, the facts of the gospel? In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 and 4, Paul says, this gospel I preached unto you which you received, wherein also you stand, by which also you are saved, if you continue therein. This gospel is that Jesus died according to the Scriptures, that He was buried according to the Scriptures, that He was raised from the dead the third day according to the Scriptures. This facts, the facts of the burial or the death, the burial and the resurrection of Jesus are the facts of the gospel. But in Romans 6 and verse 17, this same Paul said that you have been obedient from the heart to that form of doctrine whereunto you were delivered. And being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. What form? The form of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Therefore, there's more to the facts. So there's more than just facts in the gospel. There are also conditions of the gospel. We must be obedient to the gospel, obedient to that form of doctrine, the form of the gospel, the form of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And previous to this statement in Romans 6, then Paul would say in Romans 6, verse 3 and 4, or are you ignorant that all we were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? We were buried, therefore, with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life. The form of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus was repentance and death to the old man and burying that old man and being raised through power of God, through the faith in the power of God, in a new life. Do men have the right to be wrong about that and still be right with God? Do men have the right to deny the importance of the facts of the gospel, that the resurrection didn't occur, that Jesus really wasn't a man, that He really didn't go to the cross, and all of those things? Do they have the right then to deny that form of doctrine and obedience to that form of doctrine and the importance of the obedience to that form of doctrine? Do they have the right to be wrong about that and still stand up and say, I'm saved, I'm right with God, God is pleased with me in my life? No, they don't. And as much as we would like for everyone in the world to be saved, and that's why I preach the gospel, that's why you're involved in carrying out the mission of the work of the church, that's why you give on the Lord's Day that the gospel may be preached and souls might be saved. Nevertheless, it is the case that all men will not be saved because they will not accept the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 to 9, Paul gives a warning when he said, those of you who are afflicted, rest with us. Because the Lord Jesus, when He comes in flaming fire with His angels, shall take vengeance on them that know not God and those who obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is going to punish those who do not accept Jesus Christ and do not accept the gospel of Jesus Christ. In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 17, Peter reminds those who are Christians. He says, if judgment begin with us, what shall be the end of those who obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ? Judgment will be pronounced. Those who will be there, who will be disobedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ, non-obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ, will be condemned. Oh, I hate that. I have no pleasure and find no joy in pronouncing that. But nevertheless, it is the case that the Bible teaches such. Do men have the right to be wrong about believing and obeying the gospel? No, they do not. You do not have the right to be wrong about that. No man has the right to be wrong about that. Because the Bible very plainly teaches that one must believe it and one must obey it. Now let's look in detail at some points about this gospel, the conditions of it. First of all, repentance. Do men have the right to be wrong about repentance and still claim to be right with God? In Luke chapter 13, verse 3 and also verse 5, Jesus said, except ye repent, ye shall in like manner perish. Talking about those who were destroyed. Except ye repent, ye shall in all like manner or likewise perish. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, on the day of Pentecost, to the request, men and brethren, what can we do? Peter said, repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Part of the conditions of salvation on Acts 2, the very first opening of the keys of the door to the kingdom of heaven, Peter said, repent. In Acts 3 and 19, to the temple, in the temple sermon, Peter said, repent and turn again. All through the book of Acts, the demand, the command, the instructions, the condition of repentance, to turn from and turn to change the will, to change our attitude and outlook and our minds, to repent. Sometimes we make light of that word. You see it on the road signs, you know, repent, sinner, and that kind of thing. We have little jokes we make about it and so forth. Well, I want to tell you something. It's a very serious thing. It means to change our minds. In the Navy, we have In the Navy, we had a term that was called to the rear march, and also a term or command about face. Now, an about face is from a standing position to a 180-degree other standing position. But to the rear march is from marching one direction to marching 180 degrees the other direction. And that's what repentance is. It's a change of direction. A change of the will, a change of the mind, which results in a change of direction. It's from marching from Satan to turning around and marching for the Lord. That's what repentance is. Do men have the right to be wrong about that and still be right with God? No, they don't. In Acts 17, verse 30 and 31, on Mars Hill, Paul stood up and said that God has looked or overlooked this ignorance in times past, but now He commands all men everywhere to repent. Repent. Do men have the right to be wrong about that and still be right with God? No, they don't. Well, do men have the right to be wrong about confessing their faith and still be right with God? Now, some people say, well, it's not important that we confess our faith. Well, the Lord thought it was. In Matthew 10, verse 32 and 33, He said, except you confess Me before men, I will deny you before My Father which is in heaven. Very plain. If you don't confess Me, I will not confess you. If you don't confess Me, I will deny you. Will we confess Him? Can a man be right with God and still not confess the Lord Jesus Christ? No, he can't. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We have examples of that great confession. Matthew chapter 16, when Peter made that good confession and he said, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The eunuch made that confession in Acts chapter 8 when he wanted to obey the gospel of Jesus. Confess with the lips the beliefs of our hearts. And then, do men have the right to be wrong about baptism? Now, up to this point, most of you would readily agree. Most of our visitors who might be here who are not Christians, who are not New Testament Christians, who are not members of the Church of Christ, might say, well, you know, he's exactly right. A man must believe in God. A man must believe in Jesus Christ. A man must repent. A man must confess. Why? Because the Lord said to. So we want to stop when we get to the water. Why? The same Lord said to believe in God. You can't be right without doing so. The same Lord said to believe in Me, except you don't. If you don't, you're lost. The same Lord said to repent. The same Lord said to confess. And the same Lord said to be baptized into Christ. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that disbelieveth shall be condemned. I don't know about you. I want to know what I need to do to be saved. Anybody who is sincere and honest will want to know what to do to be saved. And that's what the passage says. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that disbelieveth shall be lost, condemned. In Acts 2 and 38, repent ye and be baptized, every one of you. Why, Peter? For the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. In John 3 and 3 and 5, Jesus was talking to Nicodemus and He said, except you be born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Except you be born of the water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. To be born again of water. In Acts 22 and 16, Paul didn't have any question about it when Ananias came to him. Told him what to do. Paul was repentant. He was praying, been there 3 days fasting, wanting the Lord to send that man He promised. Asking, Lord, send him. Lord, let me know what I need to do. Lord, send him so he can tell me what I need to do. When Ananias came, he said, arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And Paul said, wait a minute, Ananias, I don't believe that's necessary. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He arose immediately and went and did what the Lord wanted him to do, that he might receive the promise, the washing of his sins. Galatians 3, 26 and 27, Paul says, for we are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of us have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. What a wonderful relationship. To be baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. We're baptized into His death, Romans 6, verse 3 and 4. And Colossians 2 and verse 12, we're raised through the power of God in newness of life. Not anything in the water. The power is in the faith to trust in Jesus Christ to save you His way. That's where the power is. Well, there are many other things that we could talk about and probably should, but our time is spent. Do men have the right to be wrong? Do they have the right to be wrong about everything in religion? Not hardly. No, they do not have the right to be wrong. We've seen that they do not have the right to be wrong about everything, at least, in religion. There are some things that they don't have the right to be wrong about. To be saved, men must learn that error is not just as good as truth. Truth will make us free. John 8:32. Error will cause us to be lost. 2 Thessalonians 2:11-12. It is our plea that all men diligently and honestly study the Bible for themselves and follow the things which they learn in that Scripture. Sincerely, honestly do what the Lord teaches them to do. I believe that the Lord will be pleased with that. In fact, I know that that's what the Scriptures teach us that He's pleased with. In 1 John 2:3-6, John says, "Hereby we know that we know Him." Hereby we know that we know Him. If we keep His commandments. He that saith, "I know Him," and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth His word, in him verily hath the love of God been perfected. Hereby we know that we are in Him. He that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also to walk even as He walked. Men do not have the right to be wrong about everything in the Scripture. They have to be right about some things. And these are just a few of the things that they have to be right about. This morning, have you been right about faith in God, faith in Jesus Christ? Repentance from sin, confession of your faith, been baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins. Have you been right about those things? If you haven't been right about them, I plead with you this morning. I beg you this morning that you become right about them today. And if you've gone astray, that you make your life right today, right now, while we stand and while we sing.